Sunday, July 13, marked 1 year since President Donald Trump was shot and nearly assassinated. At the time, we were all wondering, why did Hashem perform such an open miracle for him? Ballistics experts said that at that distance, the bullet should have hit him in the neck and it should have ended his life. But a slight turn of his head at the last possible moment saved his life. So why was he spared? So we say every morning, Ashereichem Etzadei Gavur. Hashem prepares the footsteps of man. Every step, every turn, every move is orchestrated by Hashem. That tiny movement saved his life, because Hashem had a plan for him. Since reassuming the presidency, President Trump has helped Klal Yisrael immensely. He fought anti-Semitism on college campuses, he expanded the Abraham Accords, he ensured that Israel had unlimited access to arms and ammunition during their wars, he filled his cabinet with proud pro-Israel advisors, and obviously, he took out Iran's nuclear infrastructure. Can we imagine the tragedy had that radical lunatic on the other ticket been elected? The danger to America and to Israel and to Jews around the world would have been immeasurable. Just look at the chaos unfolding under the socialist mayoral candidate in New York City. We know, Lev Malachim Yad Hashem. The heart and minds of kings and leaders are in the hands of Hashem. Hashem chooses leaders as his messengers to carry out his will. And when he does, he protects them. Even non-Jews recognize the Yad Hashem in the lives of world leaders. Let me read this message from U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, written directly to President Trump. Mr. President, God spared you in Butler, Pennsylvania to be the most consequential president in a century, maybe ever. The decisions you face are enormous. You have many voices speaking to you, but there's only one voice that matters, His. I'm your appointed servant in this land. I don't try to get in your presence often because I trust the instincts. No president in my lifetime has held a position like yours. I don't reach out to persuade you, only to encourage you. I believe you will hear from heaven. You sent me to Israel to make sure our flag flies above our embassy. My job is to be the last one to leave. I will not abandon this post. Our flag will not come down. You didn't choose this moment. The moment chose you. It's my honor to serve you. Mike Huckabee. Truly incredible. This reminds me of a video I saw recently. An Israeli woman was being interviewed. She had endured unimaginable trauma. She lost a husband. She was living in poverty. She lost a child in the war in Gaza, Rahman Aslan. And she was still going around giving chizik to others. They asked her, what gives you the strength to keep going? And she gave an answer that blew me away. She said, Ani loy bacharti, ani nifcharti. I didn't choose, I was chosen. She was chosen to live a life of Mesiras Nefesh, to be a living example of betochen in the face of unimaginable pain and hardship, so that others can draw strength when facing their own difficulties. There's a saying, the person doesn't pick the moment picks the person. And the moment will only choose the person that is most qualified. Hashem in His infinite wisdom has chosen President Trump as the one that is most suited to carry out His plan for this time in history. And just like Hashem protects His chosen leaders, He protects His chosen nation as well. Yidna called Ivrim. Our patriarch Avraham Avinu was known as Avraham Ivri. Chazal explained, the whole world was Be'ever Achad on one side, and Avraham stood on the other side. We as his descendants are still standing apart. We are Mamleches Kahanim V'Goy Kaddish. We don't live by the same rules. We don't measure success by the same yardsticks. Hen Am Levadat Ishkan. We are a nation that dwells alone. We are different. We are distinct. We play by different rules. And with that, I'd like to share with you an amazing story. A Jewish woman once brought her 12-year-old son to a pediatrician in Manhattan. She was very concerned. Her son was much shorter than his peers. She asked the doctor, should I take him to an endocrinologist? The doctor, an elderly Italian man, told her, Mrs. Levy, don't worry. You are part of the holy nation. In the secular world, where people obsess over appearance and physical stature, maybe I would advise you to go. But your world is different. I know a rabbi by the name of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. He's a short man physically, but a giant in stature. You live in a world that measures people by character and scholarship, not by physical height. You don't need to see anyone. Your son will be just fine. We are different. Even the nations of the world know that. So yes, Sunday marked 1 year since President Trump was nearly assassinated. But it also marked 1 year since the world saw the hand of Hashem in full view. when a split-second head movement defied every law of ballistics and saved a man chosen for greatness. And at the same time, the world sees how Hashem protects His nation every single day. We as His nation, Hashem performs miracles for us every single day. We are living in a moment of destiny. And through it all, the hardships and the chaos and the confusion, we remember one thing. Hashem is watching us. He's guiding us. And He's with us every single step of the way. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.